Ever find yourself white knuckling it on Scott Boulevard after a near miss? Like, ooh, glad that's over.
Oh, tell me about it.
Well, today's deep dive is for anyone who's ever wondered, what happens if that close call turns into a real fender bender, legally speaking, that is. We're diving headfirst into the world of car accidents indicator, specifically those legal ins and outs.
You know, it's amazing how quickly things can escalate, even with a seemingly minor accident.
Right. You bump a bumper and suddenly it's a whole legal battle.
Exactly. And you know, a lot of that comes down to this concept of negligence.
Okay. Negligence. That sounds serious. But our source makes it clear that it's not just a legal buzzword. What are we actually talking about here?
So negligence in the context of car accidents basically means that someone dropped the ball on acting with reasonable care, and that unfortunately caused the accident. Think about like those drivers who treat Claremont Road like their own personal speedway.
Oh, you mean like they're in Fast and Furious Decatur Drift?
Exactly. That's a perfect example of aggressive driving, which is a major red flag for negligence.
So it's not just about who hit whom, it's about why they hit them. It's about proving someone messed up.
Exactly. And our source actually gives us a whole laundry list of ways drivers in Decatur can be negligent. You've got your tailgating. I swear I've been stuck behind someone on Church Street practically riding the bumper of the car in front.
Oh, yeah. Just waiting for that inevitable crash.
Right. Talk about negligence waiting to happen.
Okay. Tailgating, aggressive driving. Makes sense. What else is on that list? What should our listener be aware of?
Well, you've got the obvious ones like drunk driving, never... Okay, obviously. But then you have things like distracted driving, which honestly feels like it's everywhere these days. People texting, messing with their GPS, even, and this is true, I saw it, applying makeup while driving.
You're making me want to switch to podcasts for my commute. Distracted driving is no joke. But here's the million-dollar question. If you're in an accident and you can prove the other driver was being negligent, what happens then? I mean, what are you actually entitled to?
Well, that's where damages come in. And we're not just talking about that dent in your bumper.
There's more to it than that.
Oh, yeah. Our source lays out all these different types of damages you can seek compensation for, and it goes way beyond car repairs.
Oh, I bet. Give us the rundown. What kind of damages are we talking about?
Well, first up, and this is often the most immediate one, is medical bills. Imagine you're injured, you end up in the ER.
Been there. Those bills add up fast.
You're telling me. And it's not just the ER visit.
It's like, not just the ER visit. Right. What about like physical therapy after, or if you need medication and stuff?
You're spot on. Those costs can really balloon over time. And something a lot of people don't consider is the impact on your ability to earn a living.
Ah, right. If you can't work because of the accident.
Precisely. That's where lost wages come into play. If your injuries prevent you from working, even temporarily, you can seek compensation for that lost income.
That's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, the source actually uses this example of a chef at a busy Decatur restaurant. They get into an accident, injure their hand, and bam, they can't work.
There you go.
Their livelihood's on the line.
Exactly. And it gets even more, I guess, complex if those injuries end up being long-term or even become a permanent disability. Our source uses the phrase lost future earning potential. Which sounds kind of intimidating, but, you know, imagine this. You're a skilled electrician,
yeah.
The sole provider for your family, and because of this accident, you can no longer do that kind of physically demanding work you've always done. That's a real blow.
Yeah, that's life-changing.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've got medical bills, lost income, both current and future earnings. That's a lot to think about.
Okay.
But the source also mentions another type of damage that seems a bit harder to put your finger on. Pain and suffering.
Right.
How do you even begin to quantify that?
It's definitely tricky, right? And it's not as straightforward as, say, a hospital bill. But that idea of pain and suffering acknowledges that accidents, they don't just impact you physically. They can really do a number on you emotionally and psychologically, too.
Yeah.
Chronic pain, anxiety, even PTSD. These are very real consequences of someone else's negligence.
And the law recognizes that.
Exactly.
So it's about recognizing that impact on your life, not just the broken bones.
Yeah, 100%.
But let's be real. Just dealing with insurance companies and all that legal jargon, trying to figure out what you're actually owed it, can feel impossible. especially when you're already dealing with the fallout of the accident itself.
Oh, without a doubt. And that's where a skilled Decatur car accident lawyer really comes in. They become your advocate, your guide, your translator in this whole crazy process. And, you know, they don't just show up for court. They're there to help you understand your rights, figure out what a fair amount of compensation would be, and then, you know, wrangle with those insurance adjusters who, let's be honest,
they're not exactly looking out for you.
Exactly.
So it's like having someone in your corner who speaks the language and can fight for what you deserve.
Precisely.
Speaking of which, our source mentions this thing called the statute of limitations. What is that all about?
Ah, yes. The statute of limitations. Basically, it's a time limit, right?
Yeah.
In Georgia, you have a grand total of 2 years from the date of the accident to file a lawsuit.
Okay.
Now, 2 years might sound like a long time.
It does, yeah.
But it can vanish quicker than you think, especially when you're busy dealing with medical treatments, insurance claims, and just, you know, trying to piece your life back together.
It's true. Time flies when you're recovering from an accident.
Yeah.
So 2 years is not a lot of time. What happens if you miss that deadline?
That's where things get dicey, my friend. You could actually lose your right to seek any compensation at all. Now, there are some very rare exceptions to the statute of limitations, but it's not something I'd want to bank on.
So the message is don't wait.
Don't wait.
The sooner you talk to a lawyer, the better. And speaking of, our source gives some really helpful questions you should be asking potential lawyers during that initial consultation. Like, for example, they say to ask how much of their practice is dedicated to personal injury law.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you wouldn't go to a podiatrist for open heart surgery, right?
That makes sense. You want someone who specializes in car accidents.
Someone who knows the ins and outs of Georgia law when it comes to car accidents.
Exactly.
So besides just their experience level, what else should our listeners be asking these potential lawyers?
Well, you know, don't be shy about asking about their track record. How often do their car accident cases actually end up going to trial?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, this can kind of give you a sense of their approach to, you know, negotiation versus litigation.
That's a really good point. So you want someone who's not afraid to go to bat for you, but also someone who knows how to, you know, work the system effectively.
Mm.
What about fees? That's got to be a big one for people.
Oh, huge. And you should feel totally comfortable discussing fees right up front. Ask about their fee structure. Do they work on a contingency basis, which is super common with these kinds of personal injury cases? Or do they charge like an hourly rate? You want to get all that out in the open right away.
Transparency is key.
Absolutely.
Are there any other questions that would be helpful for our listeners to ask to figure out if a lawyer's a good fit for them?
You know, it's always fair to ask for like a ballpark estimate of what they think your claim might actually be worth.
Okay.
Now, obviously, keep in mind, it's just that it's an estimate, but it can give you some idea of their, you know, initial assessment of your case.
A reality check.
Right.
To see if it's worth pursuing.
Right. Exactly. And here's one that I think a lot of people don't think to ask, but is really important. Will the lawyer actually be the one handling your case personally? Or is it going to get passed off to like an associate or something?
Well, that's a good one. Yeah.
You deserve to know who's fighting for you, right? It's about trust, right? Like knowing that someone's in your corner throughout this whole thing.
100%.
But, you know, even with the best lawyer in the world, just dealing with the aftermath of a car accident, like all the paperwork, the phone calls, it's a lot.
Oh, it can be incredibly overwhelming. Mm. But that's really where having that legal advocate on your side can make such a difference. They handle all the heavy lifting, the investigation, gathering evidence, dealing with those insurance adjusters so you can actually focus on what matters most.
Which is?
Your recovery, of course, mm-hmm. both physically and emotionally.
So they take all that stress off your plate so you can actually heal.
Exactly.
I like it.
And for any of our listeners out there today who are ready to take that step, you know, talk to someone who can guide them through this whole process, the source actually provides a number you can call for a free consultation. The number is 404-888-8888.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, knowledge is power. So that consultation is your opportunity to get your questions answered, understand what your options are, and just see if it's the right fit, you know? Perfect. So as we wrap up our deep dive today, what are the key takeaways our listeners should remember about navigating, you know, this often treacherous terrain of a car accident here in Decatur?
Well, I think number one is negligence. That's really the heart of it. Proving that the other driver was at fault is absolutely crucial to getting the compensation you deserve.
And remember, compensation isn't just about fixing your car. It goes way beyond that to cover things like your medical bills, your lost wages, even the impact on your ability to earn a living down the road. Plus, That often overlooked, but very real pain and suffering.
And don't forget about that statute of limitations, that 2-year clock that starts ticking from the moment the accident happens. Don't wait till the last minute to seek help.
Because, like we keep saying, knowledge is power, and taking action quickly can make all the difference in these car accident cases. So deep divers, as we head off into the sunset on this episode, here's something to ponder. Imagine you're in that situation, you've just been in an accident, what's the very first thing you do? Knowing what you know now, who you're gonna call? Keep those questions in mind, do your research, and stay safe out there on those Decatur roads. Until next time, deep divers.